Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
Hello, everybody. This is the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast, and I'm Kenneth Copeland. Father, thank you for the word today. We are so your holy, powerful word of the Most High God that created the heavens and the earth. And yet you have sent it to us, and we are so blessed, and we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, before we get started, this is December the 1st. This is the beginning of our 25 days of gifts. Every day until Christmas. Gloria and I have a new free gift to give you every day. It's easy to do. Just download your gift each day on our website, kcm.org/25gifts. Now, these gifts are KCM products that'll help build your faith. These are not little trinkets or something. This is good stuff. Amen. So don't miss out on it. While you're at it, download the notes, praise God, of the broadcast, and you can use them and follow along with us. Hey, Bill Winston's here. Praise Amen. God.
Praise God.
Oh, man. This is so powerful. God, by sending Jesus, Jesus went to the cross, defeated the devil, defeated the fall of man, because that original man, Adam, everything he had was God. Everything. He had a God brain, he had God eyes, he had God everything. He's created not only in the image of God, but in the likeness of God. He tested exactly like him. And his inner man was just, when God created him, he reproduced himself, man. Well, it's impossible to please God without faith. So he had God's faith in him.
He had to.
Now, Jesus came, exact carbon copy of that first man. He didn't call himself the Son of God when he's ministering here on the earth. He called himself the Son of Adam. Well, the English Bible says Son of Man, but he said Son of Adam, mm-hmm. Son of Adam.
Yep.
Now, he's raised from the dead, glorified, seated at the right hand of the Father, and the Holy Spirit came with the new birth so we could become sons of God through Jesus, the Son of God, so that our inner man is exactly like him because we're born of his word.
We've got to be, don't we?
Bill, in talking about faith, I want to share this one thing because this helped me so much. This just really helped. We are born again, not of corruptible seed. If I don't have...
Exactly.
If I don't have the same measure of faith that Jesus ministered with while he's in the earth, then I got a bad seed.
That's exactly
because right. It's in the seed.
Seed.
See this?
That's it.
This was in the seed.
Yes, indeed.
The tree that this grew on was in the seed.
It's all in the seed.
It's all in the seed. So if I don't have the same faith, if I don't have the love of God shed abroad in my heart by the Holy Ghost, then I got a bad seed somewhere.
Mm. And you said there are no spiritual defects. Didn't you say that one time? You said in the kingdom. that seed is going to produce after its kind.
Yes, sir. It has already done that. Now our job here is to get in the book and water that seed and grow it and use that faith and develop that faith. Well, Jesus is not only the author of our faith, he's the developer of it.
Faith.
The English Bible says finisher, but it comes from the word to develop.
Well, now, that leads us into what our foundation reading is here. In Mark chapter 4.
Yes, sir.
Because now he's taking them to the other side because he's responsible for developing their faith. So we have to go from faith to faith. He's not expecting our faith to be stagnant. He's expecting our faith to grow. Why? Because the more faith we have, the more we can do for the kingdom.
Well, absolutely.
So here he's taking them from one place to another. And I'm just finding out sometimes the mercy of God works for you, but when it's time for you to grow up, it's like, Lord, that doesn't work anymore.
Oh, tell me all about it, okay?
So, but let's read that again and just start
We
started last time. This started in verse 35 of Mark chapter 4. And the same day, when the evening was come, he said unto them, let us pass over to the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship. And there was also with him the little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, the waves beat into the ship, so it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, he was asleep on a pillow. And they awake him, and they said to him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose, he rebuked the wind, he said to the sea, peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said to them, why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? And they feared exceedingly and said one to another, what manner of man is this that even the wind and the sea obey him? And what we've established is that it didn't obey the man, it obeyed the man's faith.
That is so, that has to be understood.
Oh my goodness.
It wasn't because he's the Son of God.
Nope. Mm-mm.
It was because he used his faith.
And a lot of times what happens is God's people think somehow we're going to get this job done without faith. But it's faith that I said is the number one target of the enemy. Because he knows that if he can stop your faith, he can stop you. Yeah. Our destinies are faith defined. In that we need faith to get to that next step. And so we need to learn how to use that faith. Even the woman, remember, she had gone to the physicians and spent all that she had. And the Bible says she heard about Jesus. Mm-hmm. Okay, she began to say, if I can just touch his clothes, I shall be whole. Well, she pressed her way, touched his clothes, virtue flowed. He said, who touched me? They said, all these people pushing on you. He said, no, no, somebody has touched me. Because they drew that virtue out of him. Then he said to her, daughter, thy faith has made thee whole. Now watch, this is a report that the doctor said, you're not going to get any better. I mean, these reports are getting worse. But she used faith. So faith is designed for the impossible. In fact, I believe faith feeds on the impossible. I think you've got to put that thing out there far enough so that faith can kick in and start doing the work for us. Now, you can start small. I started small by believing God for a parking space downtown Chicago. And we believed God for a bow tie, a necktie. And as I went on, now bigger things in faith and bigger things in faith. Well, Brother Copeland, he doesn't want us to stop. He wants us to keep going. He wants us to believe for cities. He wants us to believe. You know, I mean, this faith thing, there is no limit to what you can do with faith and how much you can make faith grow.
Let's talk at this point, because you're talking to me. let's talk at this point to those of us who've been doing this for 15, 20, 30, in my case, 48 and a half years and so forth. I can't sit around on my faith.
No,
In fact, I'm while you're talking, I'm repenting over some things, because I can see where you get. You're like this well-tuned fighter. He's strong, and goes the distance, man. And he wins, and he retires, and you see him about 15 years later, and he looks like a pig.
That's exactly right, isn't it?
It'll happen to your faith.
That's
it'll happen to this inner man. If you don't keep coming with this thing,
that's good.
I'm telling you, you get to where you just kind of relax out there, and Satan catches you acting like that, and thump, man, I mean, he'll get you in the ribs.
You
You know why? Because your shield of faith laying down here, and he's going to slam one into you. He'll get you. He'll get you in
the
body.
He really will.
He'll hit you.
And that's his place of attack. The Bible says we fight the good fight
of faith.
Of faith. That's the fight for us, every believer. And so now let's look at Matthew chapter 9 and go back here. Now, we have a case here of these two blind men. It says in verse 27 of Matthew chapter 9, "And when Jesus departed thence, two blind men followed him, crying and saying, Thou Son of David, have mercy on us. And when he was come into the house, the blind men came to him, and Jesus said to them, Believe ye that I'm able to do this? And they said to him, Yea, Lord. And then touched he their eyes and said, According to your faith be it unto you. And their eyes were opened, and Jesus straightly charged them, saying, See that no man know it, but they went and told it everywhere." Now, according to your faith. Didn't say according to your race.
That's right.
Didn't say according to your bank account. Didn't say, I'm talking about all the things that religion would have us to try to put in there, because religion hates faith, and try to put in there so that we can qualify, see, one way or the other. But it's according to your faith. Well, what faith is that? That's that God kind of faith. So I've got to develop this faith. Jesus said, okay, now this is going to be according to your faith. So I look at faith like electricity. I got electricity, and what'll it do? It'll cook the baby's food, heat the house. See, I can take faith and do all these things with it. I look at faith like money. I can take money and go to the dentist, get my teeth clean, and go pay the children's tuition. And so look at faith. It does all these things. I can look at faith like a master key. In my facility, I'm the principal. I'm the pastor. So I got a master key. Now, one of the janitors over there, he didn't have a master key here. One of the people over in IT, they don't have a master key. I got the master key. What'll it do? Open every door.
Yeah.
Faith is like
faith
that.
Faith will open every door.
See? Yeah. So it's according to your faith. So once you get in the kingdom, everything now rises according to faith. So this faith is this new way of operating that the just are going to live by. So we're going to live by faith now. So, all right, now what kind of faith is this? This is a God kind of faith. Now, who can have this? Now, this is what I want to get to. Anybody that's born again.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean, anybody that's born again? Doesn't make any difference. Can it be 12 years? Can it be 12 years old?
Absolutely.
Can it be 80 years old? Can be 80 years old. Now, my point to you is, it's not them that's doing it. It's their faith.
That's right.
Now, I'm telling you, Brother Copeland, people that's catch right. hold of this in the body of Christ, there is no limit. You know, I even saw when that lady cried to the prophet in 2 Kings 4 about her husband is now dead, and you know my husband did fear the Lord, and that me and these kids are left in debt, and now the creditors about to come to take my two kids and put them in bondage. He said, what do you have in your house? She said, I don't have anything in the house except a pot of oil. Go borrow some vessels abroad, go borrow not a few, and come back in with you and the kids and shut the door upon you and your kids and pour out into all those vessels. Now, don't borrow a few, because this has got more
That's
in it.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. So what happened was she brought the kids in there. Now, this is what I missed the first time around. I'm thinking it's just her working. No, she's not just working, because kids can have faith,
sure.
too.
Yeah.
Now, here's my son. Now, here's when he was 12 years old. He said, Daddy, where are we going on vacation this year? I said, well, we're going to where you want to go, son. Well, I want to go to Hawaii. I said, well, you had to believe God for your ticket. Oh, okay. Now, he just wanted permission. He took that seed and sowed that seed and came back to me and said, Dad, I have a ticket to Hawaii all the way over there and halfway back. Now, how are you going to get the other half? I don't know. But halfway back. Watch this. first class.
He's 12.
He's 12. At 16, Dad, can I have a car? I finished driver's ed and I got my license. I said, you had to believe God for it, son. He sowed that seed. I got a call. Pastor, are you anywhere by the office? I said, no. I said, I can get there. He said, there's a family up here wants to sow a seed in your life. They believe in God for something. I said, oh, okay. I'll be right up. I went there, prayed for the family. They left, got an envelope. I could tell, you know, it had something in it. And so I going home, kind of whistling, you know, and something spoke to me, said, that's not your money. I just wanted to keep whistling. And so what happened was, I said, that's good. Your son David's. I took that, got home, that had $15,000 in it, went down, took David, bought him a car cash, and brought him on back home.
Praise God. Praise God.
I'm just saying, that's a long ways from, kids, y'all get out of here.
Yes.
Get out of here. You better come on in and help me believe for your tuition.
Yes, sir.
Because we can pay for the finest university in the earth cash. As a widow, now that's what faith will do
for
you.
That's what faith will do.
Yes, sir.
That's what faith.
And we haven't looked at faith like that because it's been traditionally looked at. We've tried to bring the word down to us instead of us going up to the word. These two boys participated just like in the New Testament. There's a lad here. Now, he's got two fish and five barley loaves, but what is that among so many? I know what the boy was doing. He was busy pulling at the hem of one of them garments, saying, hey, I got some seed here. I got some seed, because he heard the word.
Mm-hmm.
He heard that word. That lad could have the same faith as an 80-year-old, because it's not your faith.
And it's not natural growth.
It's not. That's exactly right.
It doesn't get stronger just because you get older.
No, that's... Oh,
I've run across 40-year-old babies,
yes.
50-year-old babies, 60-year-old babies, been born again 40, 50, 60 years, and still squalling around, not growing at all. When they, all the time they got the faith of God in them. But the scripture says, desire the sincere milk of the word that you may grow thereby. But he that uses milk is a baby, but there is the strong meat of the word. You become skillful in the word of righteousness in Hebrews chapter 5. So as you become skillful at it by using it,
yep,
walking in it, seeking God,
yes,
taking time, reading a chapter every day, taking time to meditate on it. This is God's word speaking to me. And something takes place, you run to this first.
Yes.
And you take the time. I remember Creflo saying this, and he said it publicly, so I can, I can pass his testimony down. He got a really, he just went to take a physical, and man, they didn't want him leaving the hospital. You got a very aggressive form of cancer here. And he said, no, I'm not staying here. And so he just, the first thing he did, he goes and locks himself up with the word. And he locks himself up with healing tapes and healing messages. And he spends time, what's he doing? Feeding his faith.
Yeah.
Spent time confessing. You don't confess it and pray on the go. Yeah, that medical science has proven that you can have cancer in your body for 7 or 8 years before it'll show up in your blood enough to diagnose it. Now, there are other forms of diagnosis that go around that, but predominantly in the United States, that's where they diagnose it in blood. You could have, the devil been had that seed of that thing in there for 8 years before you find out about it, and you think you're going to get by with a little word every 2 weeks? No. You've got to get to this. And this is where your faith comes from.
Yes, sir.
Look. Words are containers. Now, this container right now is filled with just hot water. Okay, let's say that this is the Word of God. His Word is life to those that find it, health to all their flesh. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. All of that is in that Word. So in there is faith. In there is the love of God. In there is healing. In there is life. Oh, yeah, that's good.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. I think I'll take me some faith.
Gotcha.
I think I'll take me some healing.
In the process.
That's when it starts. I heard you preach on that. I'll tell you. I'm telling you. I was kicking chairs and stuff. When you're talking about you feed on that and the process starts and your spirit begins to take it, it begins to take that word and it pulls that healing faith out and sends it down that arm where it needed it, and it pulls that love word out and it sends it where that need to go. Because you're digesting this word.
Exactly right. Exactly.
And out of it comes spiritual strength and power. But you quit eating, what's going to happen to you?
You're going to get weak. Something comes on, and next thing we know, we so forth. So we've got to stay in the Word, not just get in there one time, Brother Copeland. This thing is...
Well, I know, Bill, but now you have to understand, I ate eggs for breakfast in, let's say, 1951. Come on, man. No, you're supposed to have breakfast every day, and we're out of time. Hallelujah, we're going to get us a time stretcher in here. Praise God. Bill and I'll be back this morning.
We hope you enjoyed this teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.